Well, I got an alert this morning on my phone from the network that I belong to. St. Columbus College in Stranorlar contributes data to a database. And as a result, we get alerts when there's been large events. So at 1:17 this morning, our time, there was a magnitude 7.8 earthquake in southeastern Turkey. It was along the Syrian border. And there's the fault there, the East Anatolian Fault Zone. And it has been known for reasonable-sized earthquakes in the past. Turkey's a very earthquake-prone area. And so I checked the seismograms this morning, and the one from Inch Island, where the Irish National Seismic Network has a station, station IDGL is located there, and there was a very, very clear signal recorded on that seismometer. There was also a very clear signal a few hours later, 10:20 our time this morning, when a 7.5, 7.6 magnitude aftershock followed. It may not be an aftershock. It's so large, it might just be a separate event in its own right. And that was slightly to the north of the event from 1:17 this morning. They're both extremely large and extremely shallow at depths under 20 kilometers. And the Earth's crust is very brittle the closer you get to the surface. So the closer the event is to the surface, the more energy is dispersed at the surface and hence more damage is done. So that's what we're seeing the effects of now on the TV reports we're seeing.
And Brendan, how long did it take for that to appear from when it happened in Turkey for it to appear in Inch Island?
Oh, it's, 5 to 10 minutes generally. I didn't check the actual timestamp of the arrival here, but generally when you're talking about events like that, you're not talking more than, 10 minutes. The earthquakes that we detect in St. Columbus College that come from New Zealand, the Kermadec Islands, they're literally the other side of the globe to us. They take about 30 minutes to get here. So that puts everything into context. The further away they are, the more we get the signal through the Earth, whereas the closer they are, we tend to get a stronger signal across the Earth's surface. So the signal, we got a very, very strong surface wave. Which, the wave that travels across the Earth's crust as opposed to one that travels through the Earth. So there was a very, very clear signal and there would be very strong shaking locally. We rarely get a signal that big, this close to us. This would be one of the biggest events that we would have in Europe for many years.
What type of numbers are usual, Brendan? What would you normally see?
We would see an awful lot of earthquakes from the Eastern Mediterranean, the Turkey and Greece border areas in the Aegean Sea. I'd see a lot of earthquakes there from magnitude 4 to 6 quite routinely, and there are routinely there would be tsunami alerts for the Eastern Med for anything over magnitude 6, but they generally don't cause tsunamis. They might cause increased wave activity, but nothing that serious because of the nature of the type of earthquake. You don't get the really big ones there in the Mediterranean itself, or at least we haven't seen them. This is inland, as I said, along the Syrian-Turkey border. But generally, right across from northern Turkey, across to northern Iran, would measure earthquakes 5.5 to 6, 6.5 routinely. Rarely a month would go by that you wouldn't measure something from the Eastern Mediterranean or across to Iran or Afghanistan, that would be magnitude 5. And, but they don't cause that serious damage, and often they're deep, so you don't even hear about them in the news. But they're not unusual, but something this big is quite rare. I think we have to go back to 1999. There was the earthquake in Turkey that killed nearly 20,000 people. I think that was Izmit or something. I can't remember the name of the town, but that was the last really big one in Turkey. But all of Turkey sits on one of the Earth's plates, the Anatolian plate, and it's being squeezed between the Arabian plate moving north and the Eurasian plate to the north of it. And the eastern edge of the Anatolian plate is wedge-shaped, so it's kind of been squeezed westwards by the being caught between the two plates north and south of it. So the whole zone is crisscrossed with major and minor faults, and they're all associated with the North Anatolian fault system. And so it is very earthquake-prone, and that North Anatolian fault runs right through Istanbul. Someday there probably will be a reasonable quake that will affect that city. But, the earthquakes there do tend to cause a lot of damage, I suppose. The buildings there tend to, as we've seen in the past, they tend to be subject to a large degree of damage. So, you know, as they say, like, it's the buildings that kill people, not the earthquakes. And that seems to be the case here.